Now, Nikki, you and Moby got into a little skirmish over the weekend at a fast food place, my sources tell me.
Yeah, the McDonald's speaker box.
Those are my fries.
How did you get into a fight at the speaker? Take me through it. Like,
hello, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order, please?
Well, I was drunk and I was hungry.
Okay.
And he was hungry because we split a meal before we went drinking.
Okay.
And
so you're in the Uber on the in the McDonald's drive-thru?
No, he was sober.
Oh, okay. What kind of meal did you split?
I'm so fascinated by this.
Me too.
We split a shrimp burger from Engine Number 9.
Oh, I was going to say McDonald's doesn't have a shrimp burger.
Yeah, no, we split, like, mm-hmm. We normally share meals because I don't eat a full one.
Sure.
But he usually regrets it afterwards, and he was regretting it.
Okay.
So we had I had a few drinks. He had, like, a beer or something. And then, so we're on the way home, and it's too late for a normal place. So we stop at McDonald's.
Right.
And we're at the speaker box, and he tells the guy, hang on a second, because we're still deciding.
Okay.
And I asked him,
by the way, who needs time to decide? It's McDonald's. You've been going there since you were a little kid.
You knew what you wanted when you decided to go there.
Time to decide.
I didn't want McDonald's. That was half the problem.
Well, you're at the McDonald's drive-thru.
I mean, it's McDonald's or Wawa or Taco Bell at that point.
Yes. Right. So we went to McDonald's. And I was like, do you know what you're getting? He goes, yeah. He wouldn't tell me what he was getting.
Why didn't you say, what are you getting?
I did. And he goes, it doesn't matter.
Wait, but he was driving, so he was the one doing the ordering, so why did you need to know what he was getting? You were going to find out in a matter of seconds.
Right, when he tells the person at the speaker box.
Because it would have influenced maybe what I was getting.
Why would you let that influence what you were getting?
Because I didn't know what I wanted.
But get what you get.
But I didn't know what I wanted. That was the issue. So if if we were
What were you vacillating between? Like, what were your options?
You wanted nuggets and a burger, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You want the Filet-O-Fish?
I did nothing.
Wait, I got it. You wanted more than one Filet-O-Fish, and you didn't know how to pluralize it. You were wondering whether it was Filets-O-Fish or Filet-O-Fishes. It's Filets-O-Fish.
Were you trying to see if they brought the Big Tasty back? Is that what was going on?
Were you trying to get the new Big Mac that comes in three sizes? The Big Mac, the Huge Mac, and the Not-So-Big Mac, or whatever they are?
They're doing stuff with Nutella now, Drew tells me.
That's in Italy. You weren't in Italy, were you? Did you go to Italy this weekend?
No, we were in St. Pete.
Because in Italy, they have a burger that's made entirely of Nutella.
Well, I would have gotten that. Drunk Nikki would have gotten that.
Well, you can't. It's in Italy.
I know.
Okay.
So I had no idea what I wanted.
No idea. Nikki, come on. There's a quarter pounder, a Big Mac, a Filet-O-Fish, hamburger, cheeseburger, chicken McNuggets.
That's the whole menu.
That's it.
That's it. All day breakfast. You throw in an Egg White Delight.
I didn't
McGriddle?
No, I couldn't.
Did you want a McGriddle?
I couldn't decide what I wanted, okay? And he refused to tell me. I asked him, and he goes, it doesn't matter to you. That's what he told me.
Well, he's kind of right.
Well, he didn't want you having any of his food, I think, because he's tired of sharing meals because he's a growing boy.
Yeah, and you already shared the shrimp burger, so that's your shared meal for the day.
Okay.
Let him get what he's going to get. We're Team Moby on this one, clearly.
So I got grumpy.
Okay.
And this is the guy's hearing all of this go down.
The guy
at the speaker box.
Can we please get an interview with the guy at the speaker box?
Hearing this all go down. And I basically said, fine, I'll just get me a 6-piece McNugget.
You showed him.
And so I got
I smoked those McNuggets angrily right in front of him.
I didn't smoke at all that night. Thank
Good job.
You. And so he goes, he orders our food and goes, we're going to split it anyways. So it's fine. So I had half of his McDouble. He had half of my chicken
McDouble.
Nuggets.
Well, now, what's is that a double cheeseburger?
It's like a double cheeseburger.
No, okay. The difference in a McDouble and a double cheeseburger is one slice of cheese.
Oh.
One slice on the McDouble, two slices
on the double cheeseburger.
Yes.
So I had half of his burger and he had half of my chicken nuggets because I guess he knew that was going to happen all along because we share it. Like, I always eat some of his food and he always eats some of mine. So.
Yes, Seth?
I think this splitting food thing's got to stop.
Yeah, he didn't want you eating his food.
This is ridiculous. It's okay at a restaurant when you order an entree, like if you got the grouper and he got the filet and then you want to share. But like McDonald's, who shares McDonald's?
I'm very indecisive.
But here's the thing.
It's not your last meal. That's what I always try to remember.
And there's a McDonald's two blocks up in case you regret something.
I mean, if you want a couple things at McDonald's, it's only going to set you back a few dollars. It's not like you're going,
right.
Like Drew referenced earlier, Burns, and you're spending hundreds of dollars.
Right.
You can't decide what you want. Get yourself a burger. Get yourself nuggets.
Or get what you normally order.
Right, yeah.
But I didn't know what I wanted.
You should know what you want by the time you pull up there. There are limited options. They're not going to spring anything on you. Like all of a sudden, we got a McHale burger.
How did you decide on nuggets then?
I literally, that was the first thing I saw on the menu. I didn't want the nuggets.
What sauce?
So why'd you order
them? I did honey mustard because yeah. I didn't know what I want. You guys, I was like five whiskey cranberries deep, and I just needed food in my stomach.
Well, then what does it matter? Get anything.
Yeah.
It's all going to sop up your whiskey cranberry.
At any point, did you see Moby unlocking your door and maybe trying to boot you out of the car?
No.
Okay. He's a good man, then.
He's very patient.
He is a patient and tolerant man.
I think the sharing meals thing is cute, but it's going to have to stop at some point.
But
agreed.
But you did know what type of sauce you wanted.
Yeah.
I regret.
Which tells me you knew all along you were going to get the chicken
nuggets.
I regretted
the sauce option. I really should have gone sweet and sour and spicy mustard and done the both. But I got honey mustard. It's fine.
Did you get honey mustard just to spite him?
No, just because I was like, fine, I'll do this because that's what he normally orders.
I know there are people out there who have their moods affected by the supermoon. Do you feel like that came into play at all with your little skirmish in the drive-thru?
I don't think so.
Extra emotional.
I was frustrated with him. He wouldn't tell me. He did it on purpose.
It was the whiskey.
If anyone out there had your mood affected by the supermoon, I would like for you to call up and plead your case to Super Skeptic Seth, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You really don't believe that it affects people's moods. Not everybody.
Affects people's moods?
Yeah.
You didn't notice anything weird?
Was this last night or Saturday night?
Last night. And it's happening again tonight.
No, everything was cool last night.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Oh, let's see. Went to bed, woke up. Mm. No, everything was cool.
All right, okay.
Everything was cool.
The moon's effects will also cast light on women in particular. Mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends may be noticeably affected by the intensified energies. Husbands, fathers, and boyfriends may be dismayed or exasperated by the behavior of females during these transits.
Well, we all know that I'm a woman and this has not affected me yet. You would know if this affected me. Maybe it affected me last week. I was having a rough week last week.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think that there are a lot of people out there who probably had an emotional day yesterday, Bill Belichick included. 727-579-1025.
No, I actually had a glorious weekend dropping off the iPad at the hospital for Michelle on Saturday.
What a smile on that beautiful little girl.
And then went to brunch with my lady and then going to the Buccaneers game yesterday and watching football at home. Everything worked out. Everything was cool.
You're the anomaly. It's not going to happen for everyone, but it's going to happen. It happened to some people. Some people were affected by the supermoon.
But Nikki got into her fight on Friday night at the speaker box, and you said the moon was Sunday night.
Yes, that is true.
So we're just going to blame it on Nikki being drunk? Or
yes. Okay. In this case, I blame the cranberry and whiskey and not the supermoon. But in my case, I definitely think the moon can be blamed for what happened.
You didn't notice the dogs acting weird?
No, the dogs were great yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Piper didn't go to the bathroom in the house like she normally does.
See, that's because of the moon.
There you go.
Rick, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Rick?
Good, sir. How are you?
Quite well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you asking.
I'm not sure about the moon thing, but I just wanted to say I don't think that Nikki's boyfriend really had any intention of telling her what he was ordering, because I don't think he really wanted to share his food with her.
That's a vibe I got, too.
Like, he didn't.
Yeah, I he's going to get his food, and she's going to get her food, and there will be no mingling of the foods.
Absolutely, Drew. You hit the nail on the head. That's all I had to say. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
You guys, yes. I don't eat a normal meal.
But that has nothing to do with him.
I don't eat a normal portion.
That's you.
It saves him money if we share.
Yeah, it's not about money.
He wants to eat his own. It's only a cheeseburger. It's not that big. He wants to eat his own cheeseburger.
I'm just saying in like everyday like normal restaurant settings.
Hey, this will be great when you guys are sharing a can of Nutella if The Walking Dead ever happens in real life. But for now, get your own meal.
727-579-1025. Maria, by the way, our very good friend Penthouse Club Maria, said supermoon is no joke, Seth Kush. I can totally attest to its effect. At Drew on the Radio is completely right.
I'd watch her be crazy.
What's up, Brandon? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Seth, it's totally real, man. I woke up this morning
in
a field. I was naked. I had blood on my hands and my face. I have no idea what happened last night.
It's been Hoppy's Cup, man.
I think you may be engaging in what we like to call hyperbole, but the supermoon and the effects are definitely real. I think they affect women more profoundly than they affect men. So just be careful, because tonight is a super moon as well. And you know, be careful. It was a beautiful, glorious moon.
Yeah, I saw your Snapchat.
Did you?
No.
Oh. I took a snap of the moon.
I know. You showed it to me today and asked if I saw it. You know that I don't have Snapchat.
Well, your wife looked at my alligator snaps that I took on my bike ride. I saw two separate alligators. And
how do you know she looked at your snaps?
It says you can see who looks at your snaps.
Really?
Phoebe Cush.
How often is she looking at your stuff?
She checks out, I think, she just about everyone.
God,
they're not any personal stuff.
I knew I couldn't trust her.
No, it's just alligators and nature stuff.
Yeah, right. I know what comes next after your alligators.
Some shirtless stuff. Eric, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
My wife was really, really emotional last night over a video game.
Over a video game?
On her phone.
What video game was it, sir? Was it Angry Birds?
No, she was playing Lords Mobile on her phone.
Who? She was playing what?
Lords Mobile.
Lords Mobile. What in the hell is that?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. It's kind of like a role-playing game, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of like a World of Warcraft type thing, I guess.
Mm. And so she got super emotional about it?
Yeah. She started crying, and I was like, baby, it's just a game. She's like, no, it's not.
Normally, it's just a game. 363 days out of the year, it's just a game. But when the super moon comes along, I'm telling you, dude, and the next one we're going to get isn't even till 2030-something. So go out there and check out the super moon tonight. And just get ready for your women to get super emotional. And ladies, this is a good excuse for you to get super emotional and blame it on the moon. What's up, Lisa? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi there.
Hello.
I think that Nikki's got to stop with the sharing the food. Her boyfriend's going to start to get so, like, irritated by it. Why doesn't she just get a to-go box if she has too much food, like the rest of the world?
Well, I mean, it's McDonald's. Everything's a to-go box when you're in the drive-thru.
Well, no, but, I mean, even the earlier meal, don't share the meal. Then he won't have the McDonald's flavor. He needs a full meal. He's a guy.
Goodness gracious. Well, I don't think he's going hungry.
I do.
Thank you. All right. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Yes, Seth?
Do you think Moby's into the food sharing?
No, I think he does it because she would.
No, he's fine with it in certain situations when it's like when you go to a restaurant and it's big meals. Mm-hmm. Because he sometimes can't even eat all of it.
Hmm. Oh, no. Big deal.
So we share and we save money. What's the big deal?
So you get one meal and share it?
Yeah, or we'll get a meal and an appetizer or something.
Yeah, waiter's worst nightmare.
What? Okay, we still leave him a good tip.
Good tip on one entree.
No, sometimes we double what we're supposed to do.
727-579-1025.
You're tipping 40% out there?
Sometimes, yes.
What about saving money on the entrees? Okay. You're tipping it all back.
We don't like leftovers.
Lindsay on Twitter said, my fiance canceled our December wedding because I forgot the milk in her Thai tea. # Thai temple, # super suck moon. Have you ever done the brunch at the Thai temple?
I don't even know what the Thai temple is.
Yeah, what is that?
There's a temple in town. It's called the Wadamaga Guagaro, whatever. And they've got like different stands that you go
to.
Spell that. No. Oh, man. W-A-T something. And they have like different stands that you go to. One has like a pork bun, and then they got like rice and stuff. And I've heard it's amazing, but it gets really, really super crowded. And I have no idea what part of Tampa it's in.
All right, I believe in the supermoon. Got a tweet from Philip. He said, I went to the Streetlight Manifesto show. First time I didn't drink any alcohol or enter the pit at a ska punk show. # supermoon.
Clearly affected Phil. Derek, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Drew?
Good, buddy. Thank you. You? By the way, it's the Wat Mongorikai. Hold on 1 second, Derek. I'm sorry. The Wat Mongol Ratanaram of Florida, and it is in the Palm River Claremel area, and they do a brunch on Sunday.
Good luck Googling that.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but go ahead, sir. Sorry about that.
Hey, Drew. My biggest thing is, like, if we go out to a restaurant, you know, I went through this a lot with my wife when I was married and stuff.
Sure.
We'd go out to a restaurant. Why don't you pick something? I'll pick something, and it's okay if you sample mine and I sample yours. Mm. Sharing stuff drives me crazy.
Yeah, like one bite off mine and one bite off yours is cool, but like I'm going to cut mine in half and give you half? I don't know about that.
Well, I don't agree with it. Another thing she used to do that drove me nuts, I'd stop at the store to get something to drink. Mm. She goes, well, I'll just drink some of yours.
No, you won't.
No, I'm getting it because I want it.
Isn't love
you want one, get one.
Isn't love supposed to be sharing and sharing is caring?
Love is a sip.
Well, it depends. I don't know what you're talking about sharing, but food isn't one of them.
Oh, man, if you quote anything on the show today, it's SBK saying love is a sip.
You can't have. If I knew I had to share an entree with my girl every time, I would eat before I saw her. So I could, yeah, okay, cool.
Pre-game.
I would feel like a baby.
Me too.
Yeah, it's emasculating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, I can't even eat my own sandwich. They're only a dollar.
Hi, we'll take the fettuccine alfredo, please. Okay, and for you? Oh, no, that's for both of us. Mm-hmm.
Then I'd end up ordering what she likes.
Right.
And eating half of that.
Ugh. 727-579-1025.
I'm sorry, I got a text message from my mom, and she said I left out having my family come over and see me this weekend.
Oh, that's a highlight.
And I was bringing that up because, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I think it was at this time on Friday, my mom called the show.
Yeah.
And you were kind of getting into it with her.
We sparred.
You ready for this? Your mom sent my mom a text message and apologized for your behavior. Look at that. Wow. I found that out. I forgot to tell you.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I know.
It's pretty quick down.
Are you freaking kidding me right
she
now?
She said she wasn't sure if it was a bit or not, but she wanted to apologize. That's what my mom told me. Now I'm scared.
About to get this.
What are you going to yell at?
Hello?
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh. Yes?
Did you text message Seth's mom and apologize for my behavior on my radio program that she demanded to be put on?
I did not apologize. Oh.
What'd you say?
She and I converse periodically.
And what was the nature of this text message that you sent her?
I wanted to reinforce. Am I on the air?
Yes.
Oh. To remind both of us that there's a Drew persona, and then there's a radio Drew persona.
Well, radio Drew was the same persona as off the air Drew would have been on that on Friday, just so you know.
Oh, I know the part about put me on. And
right.
Yeah, no. Not that.
And the stuff I said about our president, I mean every word of
right.
it. In that,
what I said was, that generation doesn't understand protest. We lived through the Vietnam protest.
Right.
We feel differently about protest than you obviously do.
Oh.
And like I told you long before that, it's people's way of catharsis. It's cleansing. We feel like we're doing something.
No, when in actuality you're doing nothing.
I know you don't understand it.
I get it. No, I get it. I don't like it. I find it pointless, but at least I get it. And I just want to make sure that you're not apologizing for things that I don't think I should be apologizing
for. It really hurt me and my family, Drew.
What hurt you and your family?
I'm hurt now that I'm thinking about it again.
You are so not hurt. I said nothing for anyone to be hurt about.
It was uncomfortable.
Was it uncomfortable when she was demanding, put me on, put me on?
Now that's uncomfortable.
Uh-oh. Are you having a touchy-feely show?
No, it's this moon, Mom. It's coming all crazy. You believe that the supermoon has an effect on our moods, right?
Not especially.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, boy. All right. Why don't you just join the Kushner family? Yes, Seth?
Well, if you allow it to, that's fine.
Yeah. Mama
will, however, say that there's usually an increase in crime.
Yeah, that's because people go cray-cray. Yes, Seth, a question from my mom.
Mama Garabo, what's your stance on sharing food, especially late-night fast food?
Yeah, we never share food.
No, my dad would not be having that, that is for sure. I can remember when my mom would make pork chops, and there were four of us, and sometimes she would make like six pork chops. And man, if you would go for seconds before my dad got his, you'd get a fork right to the hand, true story. And then if you piped up about it, he'd say, I worked to put a roof on this house. I'll be damned if I'm going to give up my seconds and thirds. True story.
Yeah,
I went hungry.
By the way, I found what we were discussing earlier in the store.
Where'd you find a turkey?
No, the liners.
The who? Oh, it's crockpot liners. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm looking for some crockpot liners.
I haven't found a turkey yet. I've been looking on Mazzara's Facebook page, and I love everything I see, but I'm afraid I won't be able to get near the place.
Oh, you won't. It's a madhouse, but that's part of the fun. And by fun, I mean frustration.
Why would I want to bang my head against the wall?
Because it feels so good when you stop.
But when I stop. Ba-dum-bum.
Well, thank you, Mom. I appreciate it, and don't apologize for me anymore, okay?
Drew, I've long since stopped apologizing.
That is a true story. All right, love
even
you.
To your sister.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, honey, bye.
Bye-bye. Ridiculous.
I've got conflicting reports on the text message.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. I know that I have nothing to apologize for. She should be apologizing for saying, put me on!
Why are you trying to bury my mom?
Put me on! Michelle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Michelle?
Wonderful. How are you today?
Good. What do you think about this supermoon? Cray-cray, right?
It is cray-cray. But can I just say I'm so happy for Kevin?
Me too.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that line about the sip thing was brilliant, right? Is that why we're happy for him?
What's the deal?
No. I'm just telling you. With the supermoon thing, I work in a restaurant, and our kitchen pretty much crashed twice last night.
Oh.
And I work tonight as a bartender, and I'm just not excited to see what that brings out.
It's going to be kooky. At what restaurant do you work?
Your favorite, Carrabba's.
Oh, I do love Carrabba's. Thank you. They're good friends of the show, and they have good stuff there at the Michi Club. Melissa, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Melissa?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say, okay, well, now two things. But first, I thought that I would be in a phenomenal mood today due to the wonderful football weekend, but I find myself, like, kind of down. And I just thought it was because of the weather. You know, it's a gloomy day, and sometimes that affects me. It never dawned on me that it might be the moon.
Could be the moon, sweetheart.
I didn't even get to see the damn thing. So that's just even more frustrating.
Well, it's back tonight, so you'll get to see it tonight. Look up in the sky. It's gigantic. You can't miss it.
Okay, I will. Fingers crossed. And about the food sharing thing.
Y'alls.
My husband, legit, he got so pissed. The other night, I made pork chops for dinner, and I only gave him one. And then afterwards, he went in the kitchen and saw that there was one left over. He was literally pissed for like 5 minutes that I did not offer him the other pork chop.
Well, why didn't you offer him?
We will be sharing.
Were you hoarding that pork chop for your secret lover or what?
I was not. I just thought I'd save it for leftovers so he could have it for lunch. Aww. He didn't say that he was so hungry.
Oh, well, that's very sweet. It's sweet of you. Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate the call, and enjoy that super moon tonight.
Meat makes people angry. Nobody's arguing over the last veggie burger.
No, there's never been a fight over a veggie burger ever. Mo, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Mo?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm going to tell you something right now. You guys run a phenomenal show.
Thank you.
I'm a disabled veteran, and I really appreciate you guys. I listen to you on the regular, and I thank you guys out.
Well, we thank you for your service, Mo. That's very nice. That means a lot, and we appreciate that. We appreciate and respect all of our veterans, and thank you for your service to this country.
You're quite welcome, man. You guys keep your heads up. You know, that other show, I hate to cut them down, but I think JP got a little red on his neck. I hate to say that, but I'm just telling you how I feel.
JP got a little red on his neck.
Oh man!
Hold on. He's here. You know they did their show here for the weekend, and they're still. Hold on. Go get JP, Seth.
I don't really want to.
Go get open the door.
All right, fine.
Bye bye.
Hey, who's this, Mo? How you doing, Mo?
Yeah, that was me just on the phone.
Yeah, no, that's me, JP. What are you doing? You got something to say about me or what? I ain't got no red on my neck. Obama, he's got red on his neck.
I got something to say about you. You know, I'm a disabled veteran, and you come off to me like you got lots of red on your neck on the other show, you know. And I don't appreciate you, JP. I appreciate all the other guys.
Oh, well, you know, the difference of opinion is what you fought for this country, you know. I was taking an Uber to brunch the other day, and I was saying to the guy, boy, I can't wait to get that Obama out of office, right? So, you know, we all see things differently.
You're right. I don't mind you saying what you have to say. That's what I fought for, everybody's freedom. But the fact of it is, it don't change my train of thought about you.
Oh, all right. Well, we can agree to disagree. I think I'm a great guy. You don't think I'm such a great guy.
I mean, offer to go give him a massage or something.
Yeah, maybe you'd like to put a little suntan lotion on the back of my neck and get some of that red off it or something.
I sure like to put a whole bunch of it on
there. Oh, we'll paint each other up, fruitcake. All right, well, listen, have a good one, Mo. Thank you again for listening to the show and for your service to this country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Hey, you're listening to the best of the Morning X with Drew and Seth. We are in Ireland right now. However, we'll be doing a live show for you Friday morning. Make sure you check us out.
And every Wednesday at this time, we weigh in our intern, Nikki, for Nikki's weigh-in. And this is where Drew decided that he would yell at Nikki and take away all his support.
Well, I wanted to do a little tough love so I could inspire her. It went horribly wrong. I'm glad that Nikki will still accept me as her friend, but this didn't go like I planned it to. Nothing ever does. It's the best of the Morning X with Drew and Seth. Nikki started with us what is it? We're at about a month now, aren't we?
No, I think this is probably the fifth or sixth week.
This is week six of weigh-ins with Nikki, where she started at 314, if I'm not mistaken.
314.4 was her last, her initial weigh-in. Last week, she weighed in at 294.2. Overall, in 5 weeks, she had lost 20.2 pounds of lifestyle fitness.
That is nothing to sneeze at. That is, I mean, really, really tight work. So let's get the dramatic intern Nikki weigh-in music.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
That's not it.
Drew, come on. Here we go.
Okay.
Is this music still dramatic?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Nikki says no.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. This week.
Wait, what's uh-oh? The music or the weigh-in?
No, the music is...
Okay, last week it was 292 pounds, Danielle.
294.2. This week it is 298.2. A gain of 4 pounds.
Hold on. That's a gain of 4 pounds, Drew.
Oh, I guess we don't play the Rocky music when she...
No.
Did you say gain 4 pounds?
Yeah, I gained 4 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what this is. This is awkward.
It's really awkward.
It was awkward at this time yesterday, too.
Yeah, it was, but this is more awkward.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. So you gain 4 pounds in a week.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I didn't really follow my diet plan. Okay. I barely went to the gym because I was really stressed out and busy this week.
All right. You had a lot of work this week. I know we called you in on short notice, and I think, Best Buy called you in on short notice?
Yeah.
And how did you fall off the diet plan this week?
I barely ate.
Okay.
I maybe ate one meal a day.
Oh,
let me guess. That meal was late in the day and right before you went to sleep.
Yeah.
That'll do it. That'll put some weight on.
And I did cheat one day.
Okay.
What'd you have?
I had a slice of pizza.
Just one slice?
Yeah.
And that's cheating?
Well, yeah.
Was it a Meat Lover's?
No, it was cheese.
Okay.
A slice of pizza?
A slice of pizza. I'm looking you in the eyes, a slice of pizza.
Girls have looked me in the eyes a lot before.
Okay.
You had a slice of pizza, and that caused you to gain 4 pounds.
In the not working out, and I gain weight really fast. I know I do.
Okay.
I barely worked out.
Okay.
Hey, I mean, are we here to drill her? Are we here to support her even if she gains weight, Drew? We can't just support her when she loses weight.
I don't support her at all anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Are you off the Nikki bandwagon?
I am. I'm done supporting someone who doesn't believe me when I support her. Like, if I throw you my honest support and you accuse me of being insincere, I don't care what you do. You come in here and you gain 4 pounds. You come in here and lose 4 pounds. It doesn't make any difference for me. All I care about is good radio. I don't care about you anymore personally.
Okay, that's fine.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't accept your sincerity, Drew.
Well, no, she doesn't. She would accuse me every week of being insincere when I would try to support her and offer helpful tips and all that. So, you know
what? I took your helpful tips and I went to the gym and we worked out together. Mm-hmm. It's you're over supportive sometimes, so it seems insincere.
Sure, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I won't be over supportive. I won't be supportive at all. I was so vested in you. I wanted this to happen for you so badly that I couldn't contain my enthusiasm.
Nikki, he is taking out all his anger on his mother-in-law out on you. I think that's what's happening here.
It's not anger. I don't care enough about her to be angry. It's a simple fact of
what do you mean you don't care about Nikki at all?
Well,
come on.
When I don't care enough about her to be angry. Look, when I give you my support, when I offer my heartfelt emotions, and then that is thrown back in my face as being insincere, then fine. You know what? You don't need my help. Clearly, you don't want my help.
But did Nikki label you insincere?
Yes, absolutely she did. Week after week, she said, I don't know whether you would ask her, do you believe her or not? And she would say no.
I would just ask her if she believes you, because I don't really believe you, because I still don't know you that well yet. I don't know when you're being sincere and when you're being a D-bag, and I'm not being mean about it at all. Go ahead, Danielle.
You're on in here, Danielle.
That's fair. That's how I feel also, because sometimes I think you say one thing and then you say another and I don't know what to believe. So I don't think, Nikki is very vested. Forget you personally. She is vested in our show. She comes in for free.
Absolutely.
She is working in this building right now and she is still here right now for free after working since midnight last night to make sure that our show is top notch.
Sure.
And I feel like for you to put, you're putting a boulder in between you and her, and it is her job to make sure that you look good on the radio. And I just don't think that's a good move.
You know what? Think whatever you want. This has nothing to do with boulders or radio show or anything.
I want to rest on that boulder for a second.
It's a great analogy. But I very much respect the work that you do for us, and you bust your butt, and that's great and all that. It's just when it comes to personally being interested in you losing weight.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done with you. Okay. You lost me last week.
I'm fine with that.
That's it.
That's fine.
Why is that? I mean, I feel like she needs our support the most now.
Well, clearly, my support was not welcome. My support wasn't enough to get her over the hump.
Can I throw something in here?
You always do.
A while ago, when we had our our intern before. This has taken everybody back a little bit. We had Erica, and she was the supermodel intern. And you would always refer to her as supermodel intern.
Sure.
And for Nikki, you would kind of just quip at her. And one day, I brought that to your attention. Mm-hmm. And since then, you have overshowered her with compliments every single day. If it was me, I would feel the same way. If you went from quipping at me, and I'm not saying that you meant to, but once you realized that you just really turned on the overkill charm, and I think that's what you did with Nikki, and I would probably feel the same way. No disrespect. I'm just telling you kind of how I see it overview, like looking down on everything.
Okay, first of all, look up on dictionary.com quipping and see if that's really the word you're looking for.
You don't need to take out all your depression on me.
Right, it's not. And secondly, I gave Nikki all I could give, which is my honest and sincere support. Imagine you support someone honestly, and I realize that it may be a bit over the top. It's because I don't have a lot of people I know here. I don't have a lot of people I care about here. I know you. I care about you still. Not past tense. I care about you still.
You just said you didn't, though.
I do. I care about you.
Here's where the confusion sets in.
He's back on the caring bandwagon. It just took Danielle quipping at him to turn it back around.
Does anybody see where this kind of makes sense, where we don't quite understand because it's one extreme to the other?
Enough of your quipping at me. Here's the thing.
Okay, you're going to drop a here's the thing. I want to know something, Nikki. I don't want you to dread your weigh-in every week. I don't want you to be embarrassed when you gain weight. Mm-hmm. Do you want to still continue with the weigh-in every single week?
Yeah, we can do that if you want it to happen.
Do you want to do it? It's up to you, because I feel like if we stop doing this, you would still try to lose weight on your own time. I don't want you dreading the Wednesday weigh-in every single week, feeling like people are going to judge you if you gain weight. You know, I'm still here to support you, and I know whatever Drew is saying, he's still here to support you as well. He might not be so over the top, but we want to support you, Nikki. But if this is too much pressure every single week for you, then I have no problem if you want to back out.
Me either. And let me just say this about that. If you think it would help you lose weight taking this off the air and taking the bit away, I want you to lose weight and I want you to be happy. So don't tell us what you think we want to hear. Give us your honest answer. If you really would rather back out of the weekly weigh-ins, no harm done, no foul, no nothing. It's all about you.
I mean, I really don't want to because it pushes me to lose weight.
Okay.
This week, I fell off the bandwagon.
Right.
Like I did. I know I did.
Nikki,
it's horrible.
I'm right there with you. I'm off it as well. I didn't get in the gym as much as I could. I see so much of me in you. That came out really weird. But I relate to you so much because I have the same struggle.
Struggle? You're a buck 60.
Look, to me, I feel like I weigh about 250.
The pecs aren't so bad. They're
terrible.
They're horrible.
You know it. You're patronizing me. And I really wish you'd stop quipping at me like that. But here, and Nikki, I do care about you. I care about you immensely. Not just as an intern who does a tremendous job for us.
Is it borderline love?
No, but I like you.
I almost love you, Nikki.
That's okay. Nice. Do you believe him?
Yes. Do you believe me?
No.
You don't believe me?
See, no. Maybe the problem is with Nikki.
Love's such a strong word.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nikki, for people that come in here and put into the show what you put into it and you don't get paid at all,
right.
I love that. So I'm very close to loving you.
Okay.
I would say the same thing. However, I don't want to creep you out. But I relate to you and I support you. It just hurts me when I pour my support into someone and it's taken as anything but appreciation. Does that make any sense?
I understand. I'm very sorry. I will stop putting my insecurities on you.
And I will stop projecting onto you my desire for you to get where you need to be. Just you tell me what you want from me and I'll give it to you. If I'm giving you too much support, if it's over the top for you and you can't handle it, Drew, dial it down a little bit. You're not helping. And I will dial it down a little bit and I will do what I can do to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to make your life miserable. I'm not here to embarrass you on the radio. I'm just here to help you. You tell me how much help you want from me and I will give it to you.
Okay.
All right, have we reached a good point where nobody's quipping at each other?
Yeah, I wasn't quipping.
Can we do a hug here? Can we get guys to embrace?
I mean, I would be more
hugging
than
out.
Happy
Nikki,
to.
Are you okay with that? You don't want to touch him at all, do you?
I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. I don't expect you to understand me.
Nikki, do you want to touch Drew Garabo at all? And if you don't want to, it's okay.
I'm not a hugger.
She's not a hugger. Okay.
Fair enough. As long as you understand that my heart is only here to help you, that's it. I have no other agenda.
Look at Danielle's mouth dropped open when you said that.
I still believe I used quip right. I just looked it up in the dictionary.
What's the dictionary
go
say?
Ahead, Danielle.
It says it's a clever, witty remark or comment, a sharp, sarcastic remark, and that's how I was using it. I mean, I'll go back and listen, but I'm pretty sure I used it right.
Is it verb or noun?
It is a noun and a verb.
Quipping?
You can be quipping, yes.
I've never heard that
Well,
used
you
as a
can
verb.
Look it up on dictionary.com,
did you,
dude.
Did you even graduate from UCF?
No,
of course not.
Why don't you quit your quipping?
Am I in radio? Yes. Did I graduate from college? Hell no. All right, so Nikki, we'll get you back on track.
Yeah, Nikki, so you still want to go through with the weigh-ins every single week?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're not too discouraged after gaining 4 pounds this week?
No,
okay.
I'm not.
All right, good.
I've already started again. I'm good.
All right, good.
Falling down does not determine our character. How we pick ourselves up does. I will leave you with those words of wisdom. Good, right?
I'm touched.
I mean, I want to help you. You tell me what I can do to help
you.
Just
leave her the hell alone for now.
Fair enough.